Here's a check on stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. In a story reported first on Robinhood Radio yesterday morning, Connecticut State Police report that 51-year-old John Morey of Amenia was killed after a motorcycle crash on Saturday evening. He was traveling northbound on Route 41 just before Mitchelltown Road. While going around a curve, motorcycle went off the road, striking a wire rope guide. Morey and his passenger, 40-year-old Tanya Kraft, were both thrown from the bike. Both were taken to Sharon Hospital. Kraft was treated for minor injuries. Morey later died from his injuries. That crash is currently under investigation. Anybody with information on the crash encouraged to contact Trooper Martin from Troop B at 860-626-1820.
New York State Police and the New Lebanon Barracks have investigated a fatal motor vehicle crash on Bushnell Road in the town of Chatham, which happened at approximately 7:50 in the evening. Troopers dispatched to Bushnell Road for an all-terrain vehicle crash. Investigation showing that Brandon S. Pitcher, age 27, of Kinderhook, New York, operating an ATV on Bushnell Road, failing to negotiate a turn, striking a tree, not wearing a helmet, he was pronounced dead at the scene. Chatham Emergency Medical Services, Columbia County Sheriff's Department, and the Columbia County Coroner's Office all responded on the scene to render aid. Putnam County Sheriff Robert Langley Jr. reported arrest recorded by the Department of Narcotics Enforcement Unit on July 9th. Members of the NEU and Sheriff's Office took Thomas R. Simmons, 39, of Dover Plains, New York, into custody on Danbury Road in the town of Southeast. Simmons was charged with one felony count of criminal possession of a controlled substance in the third degree and one felony count of criminal sale of controlled substance in the third degree. He was on New York State parole for previous drug convictions and had outstanding parole warrants issued by the New York State Department of Corrections and Community Supervision. He was arraigned before the judge in the town of Southeast Court and remanded to Putnam County Correctional Facility with no bail due to numerous felony convictions and the outstanding parole warrant. Now, also arrested was Renee L. Whiteman, 28, of Wingdale, New York, who was found to be in possession of alleged heroin hypodermic needles, charged with one misdemeanor count of criminal possession of a controlled substance, seventh, and criminal possession of a hypodermic instrument. Whiteman was also arraigned before the judge. The town of Southeast Court remanded to the Putnam County Correctional Facility in lieu of $750 cash, $1,500 bond. Both subjects have a returned court date in the town of Southeast Court on August the 6th. Roadwork alert and delays expected on Woodwoods in Wingdale, New York. Fiber mat resurfacing by the highway department, and this should happen the 30th. Coming up on Wednesday, the Sharon Summer Concert Series continues at the ball fields in Sharon Valley from 6 to 8 p.m. on Wednesday night. Creamery Station, blues, rock, bluegrass, and reggae. That happens at Veterans Field. It's free and open to the public. Coming up on Wednesday night, the Dover Town Board will have their regular meeting at Town Hall. That will start at 7 o'clock. Kent Sidewalk Festival will run August 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, four full days. Sponsored by the Kent Chamber of Commerce with Kent Green Shopping Center, Cosi's Pizzeria, and Fat City Screen Printing. The 9th Annual Kent Car Show will take place August 3rd from 4 to 8 p.m. on the Kent Green. Great Barrington Firefighters Association has their Main Street Car Show coming up Thursday. That happens at 4:30 until 9 p.m. on Main Street in Great Barrington. The 11th Annual Exhibition of the Norfolk Artists and Friends has invited 9 guest artists to join its 26 members for a multimedia show, including prints, paintings, and sculpture. The show is sponsored by Yale and Norfolk Chamber Music Festival and will be shown in the Patel Steckel Gallery on the estate, 20 Litchfield Road, a preview set for August 1st, 5 till 7 p.m., followed by the opening reception on the 2nd from 5 till 7:30 with wine and refreshments. Kent Park and Recreation has their summer concert series continuing August 1st with the Joint Chiefs, 6 o'clock at Kent Town Hall. Sharon Park and Recreation has their regular meeting coming up on Thursday, 6:30 at Sharon Town Hall. Also coming up on Thursday, in the town of Ankrum, the planning board meeting will happen at 7 p.m. 8th Annual Sunset Music Series continues on Thursday with Blue Yonder. That runs from 7 until 9 p.m., and that happens at the Canaan VFW. Dewey Hall on Main Street in Sheffield presents a traditional and New England acoustic musical duo. Keith Murphy and Jan Flaquette take center stage August 1st at 7:30. More information at 413-229-2357. St. Andrew's annual tag sale in Kent will take place August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Friday from 8:30 till 10, early bird sales, $10 admission. 10 to 4, free admission. Saturday, 10 to 4, free admission. And Sunday, 8 to 4, 11:30 to 2:30, free admission. Hotchkiss Library of Sharon has their 23rd annual Sharon Summer Book Signing on Friday evening from 6 till 8 p.m. Wine, cocktails, and hors d'oeuvres, admission $40, followed by author's dinners. By the way, author's dinners are sold out, but you can get into the book signing with cash, check, or even a credit card. Also, their annual used book sale happens on Saturday and Sunday, Saturday 10 to 4 and Sunday 10 till 2. Local writer and poet Abby Gallagher will guide adolescents grades 6 through 9th in a writing workshop on Friday. The library is located on South Main Street, Route 82 in Pine Plains. You can register at 518-398-1927. Sharon United Methodist Church will have a half-price sale on Saturday from 9 till 3 in the Cool Church basement. There's lots of different items there. For more information, 364-5814. The 60th Annual Craft Fair will be on the green in Sharon on Saturday from 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. 60 different vendors have signed up for this. You can shop, stroll, visit, and enjoy. The Mount Washington Church Fair will be held on Saturday from 10 till 3 at the corner of Crossroad and East Street in Mount Washington, with interactive activities for kids of all ages, food, live music, silent auction, white elephant tent, free door prizes, vintage clothing, local art raffles, and antiques roadshow with appraiser Charles Frint. Weintog Heritage Land Trust offering the opportunity to view interesting plants and late summer wildflowers in bloom during a wildflower walk. That'll happen August 3rd at 10 a.m. in the Cobblebrook Vista Preserve on Studio Hill Circle. The leader of the walk will be Karen Kelmpunthwaite. Noble Horizons welcomes former Stanford University professor Kim Maxwell, who founded the companies that invented the modern dial-up modem and worldwide standard for DSL. They'll be speaking at 11 a.m. on August 3rd at 17 Cobble Road. Standard Space in Sharon has a show with Purdy Eaton. The opening reception will be Saturday the 3rd from 5:30 until 8 p.m. Berkshire Country Store Hot Dog Eating Contest is being held. It's being held on August 4th, that's Sunday at 2:15, at the Berkshire Country Store. It's part of the Weekend in Norfolk activities, which run Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. More information on Weekend in Norfolk at weekendinnorfolk.org. Sunday evening concerts on the north deck of the Canaan Depot in Canaan, Connecticut. This Sunday will feature Molly Kate. It's put on by the Cranford Club, produced by the Music Lab. It starts at 5:30. If it's raining, they move it inside. Michael Brown will offer a free outdoor concert at Noble Horizons on Sunday, beginning at 6 p.m. Pack a picnic, enjoy Pondside after the concert. Registration and table reservations are available at noblehorizons.org or at 860-435-9851. The James DeSillo Canaan Exchange Club golf outing will take place on August 5th at Wyantna Country Club in Great Barrington, with proceeds going towards scholarship for students from Canaan and Falls Village. More information at 860-362-5095. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 28.90 to 27,221.35 yesterday. NASDAQ starts off today at 8293.33, and the S&P 500, 3020.97. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.